My name is Jacob. I'm 30 years old. I'm from California. And this is the testimony of how Christ Jesus saved me. Starting as a young boy, you know, I was raised in a Christian Bible-believing household, and, you know, we went to church every single Sunday. We were dragged to church every Sunday, and I just never really found God intriguing or interesting. So, you know, this naturally is only going to push me away from the presence of God. So, you know, I get into, once I lost my virginity, just gung-ho, fornicating outside of marriage. You know, it was like one of the things that was on my list, you know, to fornicate with as many women as possible. Then I got addicted to marijuana. This was just heavy because I became so addicted to marijuana, I needed to smoke every single day. This was a necessity in my life, and it grabbed a hold of me. I was smoking marijuana for about 9.5 years, and I was not only smoking it, but I was also selling it too. So this was a part of a lifestyle. It became a part of me and my identity. You know, I would always tell people, you know, I'm going to smoke until the day I die. And slowly but surely, I get involved in stealing. And I just start stealing lots of clothes. And I started stealing from some of my friends. And it was just getting really of a dark moment for me. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm realizing that all this is leading up to just more destruction. You know, and fast forward, so I'm doing all this for a long time, and, you know, fast forward, I meet my wife. Through all this whole mess of fornicating, I end up meeting my wife off this dating website, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking, like, this is the girl, this is the one that, you know, I can see myself with. And, you know, long story but short, we get married, and we have our first kid, and this changes everything for me. Because I realized that I have this kid in my hands, and, you know, there was something inside of me saying, you know, I could raise this kid to be a hater, to be a murderer, to be someone, or I could raise this kid to love and to follow God. And I never really knew how following God even looked like, you know, and I had never seen it, you know, I've only seen it practiced in church. I never seen it practiced outside of church. And, you know, I'm still smoking at this time. And, you know, so I go to my, you know, like smoking altar area that I have, literally, like, this is where I smoke. This was my spot. I had all my paraphernalia all over the place. And, you know, I pack a huge hit. And I made sure that I packed, you know, there's this very concentrated Keith that you put on top. And I just got blasted. And I look over to the right-hand side on my shelf over there. And I see the Bible. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? I'm gonna pick up this Bible. I've never read the Bible for myself. I was always forced to read the Bible. Or, you know, told to read the Bible. And I want to open it up. I want to see what the talk is about. I want to see what this is all about. And so I open up the Bible. I don't even know where I'm at. You know, I don't know how this looks like. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice speak inside of me, which now I know is the Holy Spirit. And he says, drop everything you're doing and follow me. And I thought I was tripping out. And I realized, I said, well, hold on a second. If I'm smoking weed, why is... If this was a demon, if this was something different, why is it telling me to stop what I'm doing, everything, to follow him? And I knew that this was God. And I told God, I said, listen, like, I've done the church thing. I've sang the kumbaya. I don't, you know, I'm not going to go to church to find you, God. I want you to encounter me in my bedroom, which, like, you did. He encountered me in my bedroom. But I said, you know what? I'm going to read my Bible, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to seek your face. And I'm gonna give you my 100%. because I believe that if I'm going to do something, that I'm going to go in 100%. So I went in 100%. So, you know, I'm reading my word, I'm praying, I'm doing all these things for multiple hours on end in the day. Then slowly but surely, my wife catches the fire, and then she gets all lit up for Christ Jesus, and then all of a sudden, we're both beatboxing off of each other, reading the Bible, praying, and all that kind of stuff. And then we end up finding a home group, and then we get plugged into there, and then all of a sudden, this is when everything took a shift. We went to another fellowship group. And everybody was praising, you know, I was so used to this, you know, hands down like this, don't raise your hands, don't clap, don't get all zealous for God. Like, these people were zealous for God. They were charismatic to the max. And I was kind of uncomfortable. I didn't understand what was happening. And this guy, John Rutke, came up to us and he's like, you know, can I pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And me and my wife looked at each other like, yeah, we've been baptized, you know, a long time ago, and, you know, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, isn't that what it is? He's like, no. There is the filling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with power that Jesus can give you. And we're like, hey, listen, man, just pray for us. We'll receive it. We'll receive him. Whatever God has for us, we'll receive it. And so he prays for my wife. She falls down, starts speaking in tongues. He prays for me. Nothing happens. And I'm kind of looking at my wife. I'm like, what is this? Like, I'm so confused. I'm kind of like iffy about this. So I go home. I'm kind of picking her brain, asking her like, hey, what is that? What is that? And she directed me to the book of Acts. And she's like, because I was in love with the Old Testament. I really, like I said, I didn't go to church. I was reading a lot of the Old Testament. So she showed me the book of Acts. And she said, look, this is where I was seeing this at. And then all of a sudden, I'm reading the book of Acts. I'm realizing this is real. This, like, speaking in tongues, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power, the working of the miracles, all this. And I said, God, my life doesn't look like this. I'm just reading, I'm praying to you, and I'm just here. I figured this is it. This is it. I just need to, you know, holy myself up and, you know, lay my life down for you in this way. And little did I know what was going to happen next. So a week later, so within the week time frame, I'm saying to myself, I need this. God, if you want this from me, you're going to give it to me. So I'm asking God. I'm watching Derek Prince. I'm watching other ministers pray the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm just asking God, please fill me with your spirit. So one day, the same room that God spoke to me while I was high out of my mind, the same exact room, I happened to be watching a baptism video of just water baptism, a 16-year-old baptizing a 17-year-old, and the Lord told me, this is the future of this generation. And I was so moved that I began to weep like I've never wept before. And all of a sudden, I felt like a electricity go through my body, and I began to speak in tongues, and I was freaked out. Because I didn't know what was happening here, you know, I didn't get hands laid on me, or, you know, somebody praying for me or walking me through this. Like, the Holy Spirit just dropped on me, and I go to my wife, I'm like, whoa, is this what it is? Like, wow, this is crazy, this is amazing. And 3 days later, me and my wife, we missed the last day of Hanukkah, and I say, you know what, we missed the last day, let's just still light all the, you know, light the last candles, let's just do a prayer, let's do it. So I'm praying for her. And all of a sudden, she starts to feel, like, nauseous. And she's like, you know, I'm getting really sick. I don't know what to do. I was like, okay, you're getting emotional. It's okay. Go calm down. You know, God's working inside of you. And all of a sudden, I find this guy through, as now I know, Hungry Generation, Vlad. I used to listen to him way back in the day. But somehow his video's on YouTube again. And there's this guy named Isaiah Saldivar that Vlad has on. And I'm hearing this guy, Isaiah, preach a fire message. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy, whoa, this is a powerful message. The Lord is working through this man of God. And all of a sudden, he's like, it's deliverance time. And so all these people rush up to the altar. And then this is when my life is, my view on just like demons and the miraculous, people were manifesting. They were throwing up. Things were shifting. I was just like, my God, is this real? And then something clicked in my head and said, maybe my wife has a demon. And the next day I say, you know, baby, I'm going to pray for you. And, you know, I just learned something that if there's, you know, what you're feeling last night, it could be a demon. I've never done this before. Let's just, it's called deliverance, where I'm going to pray that a demon comes out of you. And all of a sudden, I'm praying for my wife, and she begins to slither like a snake and hiss at me and cuss at me. And I thought she was joking. I thought she was lying. And she was on the floor, and I kept on calling her, and she wasn't responding. And this is when it began to become real to me, because I'm like, whoa, she's not responding to me. And then she said, how did I get on the floor? And I got so upset, because I realized there is a demon in my wife, and it needs to come out now. And so I began to conduct deliverance on her for about an hour and something like that. And so, you know, I'm doing all this on her, and after this is all done, I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're running a home group here at our house with like 15-ish people, and people are coming to us for advice, and they're struggling, but I wonder if they have demons. And so we begin to conduct deliverance for a week straight. So we're casting out demons 5 days in a row, me and my wife, and we're seeing the glory of God move. And all of a sudden, we have the other home church, they end up coming to our house, and they're rebuking us, saying Christians can't have demons. And I'm looking to my wife, I'm like, but you can't just, you know, veto out what happened to my wife. I don't understand what happened to my wife. And they said, well, you know what, she didn't have the Holy Spirit. Now she does have the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit can't dwell in the same place as a demon. So, and I'm kind of, in my head, I'm just like, you know, I don't really know what's going on. This is just all new to me. I don't know how to defend anything. So, you know, I stand aside and I say to God, if you don't give me somebody tomorrow filled with demons, then where I'm doing a deliverance on them, setting them free, then I'm out. And so the next day, you can only guess what happened. So I got somebody, I ministered to them, and demons were coming out of them. And I said, God, you know what? I'm putting the home group on pause. I'm putting everybody on pause. I need to know what's going on here. So me and my wife, we sat down, we searched the scriptures to see what is going on here. And slowly but surely, we started plugging into the Isaiah Saldivar map, and we began to conduct deliverance. You know, my, you know, we have kids, but she was slowly, because we have three kids now, but she was slowly not doing as much deliverance with me, but I was doing deliverance pretty much every single day, like 7 days a week, whether it be on Zoom, people were coming to our house, I was going to their houses. And so this ministry began to just start birthing. And we said, I think we have a ministry here. And people began to hear the word of what we were doing. So people were coming to our house to get baptized, get filled with the Holy Spirit, to get healing, you know, what Jesus Christ intended us to do. And it's been so amazing. And it's just, I don't see how we could be complacent. I don't see how we can just be comfortable that there's work to do. You know, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. The Lord kept on telling me that. And so I kind of skipped a part, but when I wanted to do the gift of healing in the name of Jesus, the Lord told me this, and I hope this encouraged one of you guys watching this, but I said, God, I want the gift of healing. And he said, why would I give you the gift of healing if you don't go out and pray for my people? And so this hit me to the heart. I said, Lord, I'm not out on the streets as much as I should be, praying with boldness and authority. And so we began to experience more and more healing in that way. And God's been moving mountains. We're still doing the Lord's work. And we're, you know, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't only do deliverance. We preach the gospel of the kingdom. And this is something that our heart should be out for, is for the people. And I notice a lot of people that are around me, they're complacent, they're hanging around other Christians that they say they're filled with the Holy Spirit, but when somebody's in need, they're not helping. And this hurts me and my wife, because there's so many people that need help. There's so many people that call us and say, my church won't do deliverance on us, my church won't pray over us the way that we see in the Bible, and we're just asking for that. So this life, you know, what is Christ to me? Christ, or what has Christ done for me? And he has set me free. And I want to let you know that he can set you free. He has set me free from porn. He has set me free from theft. He has set me free from fornication. He set me free from so many things. Anger. Just so much anger that I had that I needed to let go. And, you know, I would rage. This wasn't just a regular, you know, I'm frustrated right now. I'm talking about anger. That I would break things. That I would feel like I would want to punch holes in the wall kind of anger. Or even the thought of murdering somebody. I wish I would erase them off the face of the earth. These were thoughts that I was dealing with, that the Lord has set me free, that he declared the favorable year of the Lord. He told me that there's freedom in his name. And just what he's asking is that that you lay your life down, that just as Jesus Christ went on the cross, that you go and you that you carry your cross, you deny yourself, pick up your cross and walk it out every single day. So I just want to preach to you guys out there that Christ is for you. Christ is, you know, it says nobody comes to the Son of Man unless the Father draws him. So I pray in the name of Jesus that anybody who's listening to this, that you are being drawn to the Son of Man and that you repent, you confess his name, you get born again, you get baptized in water and baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he can wash you clean and make you new, and he can pick you up and bring times of refreshing in your life. May the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this Testimony Tuesday video. I really pray that you were blessed by it. Give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the Heaven and Healing podcast channel if you haven't already. We go live on this channel every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. So set your notification bell and come back and see us really soon. And do consider partnering with the Heaven and Healing Ministry. There's a QR code up on the screen for you to become a monthly partner. Or if you just feel led to sow a one-time seed, there are different options to do so down below in the episode description. Heaven and Healing is entirely crowdfunded, only made possible through the generosity of the audience. So anything at all means so much to us. We thank you for your support and prayers. God bless. Jesus loves you.